This is Kenai Garden Talk on KDLL 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna. I'm Jenny Nyman. Farms produce a lot of things to count, much more than just ears of corn or heads of lettuce. Farmers themselves are a wealth of data that creates a fuller picture of what's happening in agriculture in Alaska. We've got a segment from our friends at KVRF, Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, that delves into the newly released Census of Agriculture data. This is Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust on the Ag Matters radio show, interviewing Sue Benz of the National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Big announcement from USDA Agricultural Statistics Service last week. You guys released your new Census of Agriculture data, right?
Yes, we did. Yeah. The 2017 census data is finally available.
Yeah. Well, you are a wealth of knowledge about agriculture statistics here in the state, and this is exciting that the new census data has come out. Let's talk a little bit about the specifics of the census. This is not an annual survey. This is every 5 years, right?
Yes, that's true.
Yep. And it's been happening for how long?
Since 1840. Believe it or
not.
Yeah. So you can go out to the NAS website and find historical census data back that far. Obviously, not much data for Alaska.
For Alaska, right.
But there is data from 1900s, 1910, tabular data.
Oh, wow.
Number of farms, 22 farms in 1900.
22 farms in 1900. Okay. And then there's that myth. Well, I guess probably the census data or NAS data wouldn't confirm or deny this. But there's this number that gets thrown out a lot that in the 50s, Alaska produced 50% of its food. Do you think that's accurate? Unfair question.
Yeah, I don't know that the census data could support that or not, because I don't know how much food is consumed in the state. That's always been a question. And who would you get that from? You can use average statistics, of course, on that.
Right.
But
how do you really know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But So the 2017 census data has been released. It's been published. It's out there, widely available. What's the quickest way for people to go find the Alaska-specific data? After we talk some numbers today and get them all excited about it, where are we going to point them to go find more information?
NASA's website, nass.usda.gov.
Okay.
Towards the top third of the page, there'll be a button that says Census in green. Click on that. Click on the 2017 census if that's what you want to look at.
Right.
Then you can look at state-level data, or we publish by five areas in Alaska, so you can look at the area-level data as well.
Okay.
Once you click on that, you can either see a PDF of the data, or you can go to a new query tool that lets you look at data from the 1997 census through the five censuses to 2017. So if you looked at cattle, you'd see cattle data across all that time.
Oh, okay.
Something
very cool. I haven't spent much time playing with the query yet, but I know I've seen a couple of the publications and the release information, and it's all – I couldn't find a bad number in there. And I mean bad in that all of the reporting was so – it's all positive. Like the story of Alaska agriculture is really positive as backed up by the census data, right?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Number of farms is at 990, up from 762. That's an almost 30% increase since 2012.
That's significant.
Huge. And that's number 1% increase in the country.
There we go.
By far.
Woohoo.
There's no state even close.
You know, and I like to say things enough times that people start to believe that it's true. And I've been saying that for the past couple of years in my presentations, that in many other states, they're losing farms rapidly. The number of farms is decreasing. We're one of the only states where our number of farms is increasing, and we're leading the nation in the increase, right?
Right. Nationally, we're down 3.2% number of farms.
Wow. But not in Alaska,
not
up 30%. Okay, so I know this is a question that always comes up. I was talking to some friends earlier today about this interview, and they said, well, what defines a farm? So let's talk about that. Number of farms, 990 farms in Alaska. What defines a farm?
A farm is a place that sells $1,000 worth of agricultural products, or normally would sell $1,000 worth of agricultural products in a year.
Okay, $1,000 worth of products. So if you have a couple of cows or a couple of pigs. I mean, this is not just your little hobby garden operation, a little bit more than that, right? Because normally wood sell is the key there, right?
Right. There has to be some intent to sell. So if you're just producing it for your own use, then that's not considered a farm unless you happen to sell something in 2017 when we're doing the census.
Okay, very good. 990 farms in Alaska. That right there is super exciting.
And the number of farms is up across the whole state.
It's not just one area of the state that's growing.
Right, 15% in what we call the Aleutian area, which is the whole outside of Alaska.
Yeah.
And in the Juneau, so southeast area, up to 60% increase on the Kenai Peninsula.
That's incredible. you know, we have such champions for agriculture on the Kenai. Yes. I think with Heidi Che and Kyra Wagner, Robbie Mixon, they are doing such incredible things outside of, I mean, I think they all grow a little bit of food on their own, but their day jobs are about supporting the farm industry down there. And I think that that, you know, there we go. We see incredible growth there. The High Tunnel Program, of course, probably gets a lot of credit for that increase down on the Kenai.
And you can see that in the data if you look at the nursery and greenhouse tables. Mm-hmm. The food grown under cover, which would include both greenhouses and high tunnels, is up.
Okay.
Statewide. Yeah. And in the Kenai.
Yeah, that makes good sense. I've got this whole sheet in front of me of like high points about this, and they're all just super exciting to me. You know, we've been saying for quite a while that it's a good time to be involved in agriculture in Alaska. There is so much potential. There's so much demand. There's so many resources around. And I'm just super excited that the data is kind of backing up what we're saying, that it's a good time to be involved in agriculture in Alaska. Very good. Well, a quick reminder, we've already gone through one segment here, Sue. A quick reminder that this is Ag Matters Radio. The time blows by because we have so much fun, even when we're talking about math, which is my least favorite subject, right? In the studio with me this morning is Sue Benz from the National Agricultural Statistics Service. You're our only statistician in the state, right?
I am.
Yeah. And so back in the day, you said you've been here 19 years. Has it always been a one-woman show for Ag Statistics Service in Alaska?
No. I think at one point they had up to 3 employees.
Oh, okay.
And one of them was cooperating with the university.
Oh, okay. Very good. If people want to, we've talked about the website, nas.usda.gov. Is your contact information available? If they want to get right to you and talk to you specifically about Alaska information, maybe we have someone listening who didn't get to fill out a census and wants to make sure that they're on the list next time. How do they get in touch with you, Sue?
So you can find it on the website.
Okay.
If you look, or you just Google Sue Benz Ag Statistics, and I'm going to come up.
You've been around long enough. Phone number's the same. Email's
yes.
The same.
Yeah, we've had the same phone number for probably 60 years.
Well, that's good. Consistency is good, right?
Yes.
All right. So one of the things that did jump out to me in the numbers was that some of the biggest growth in number of farms was in these small farms, right?
Right. The 1 to 9 acre farms is up 70%.
That's awesome.
10 to 49 acres is up 30%.
Right.
And that's a national trend, too.
Smaller
farms and larger farms nationally were where the increases occurred.
Okay. Okay. And I think that's something that we've been talking about, you know, as a Division of Ag employee back in the day. We were always talking about how perhaps they needed to change the structure for land sales when the state was selling ag lands. They were in the business of selling these big, huge tracts of land. And we would have consumers and people of the public say, you know, I don't need 200 acres. My business plan calls for 5 acres, et cetera. So I think that this, again, just backs that up, that you don't need a lot of acreage to make a living off growing food in Alaska, right?
No, I don't think you do. And the data proves it. And you can look at the types of operations where the increases have occurred as well.
It's in the small farm.
People growing vegetables.
Yeah.
The food undercover.
Right. Right. That's another thing that we see in our Farm Link program, which is our program designed to connect land seekers with land owners. The biggest demand is for acreages less than 10 acres. So people are just looking for that little, you know, back corner of a piece of property where they can grow some vegetables. Yep. So I threw that out in the introduction, that number of farmers markets continues to increase. I'm not seeing that statistic jump off the page. Did this census ask about farmers market specific data?
No, they didn't.
Okay. But there's a farmers market survey coming soon, right? Maybe?
Yes, there is, hopefully, if it's funded.
Yeah, very good. Oh, if it's funded. Ooh.
But the Division of Ag always has that number.
They do.
Because there are managing marketing for that.
They've been
hopefully
maintaining
that'll continue.
Oh, right. Fingers crossed. Hopefully that will continue. But I do know that in 2005, when I was there at the division, we had 13 farmers markets in the state. And this year, I think we're going to have over 50. So huge growth.
Right.
And again, just opportunity for more people to get these products out to the consumers. So that number is one of the ones that jumps off the page. Value of food sold directly to consumers in 2012, 2.2 million. What is it this year?
4.5 million.
So it's more than doubled.
Yes.
More than doubled the amount of food. Man, that's insane. Insane, but good, because what do we know, that food is a $2 billion industry in Alaska. $2 billion is spent annually on food. So we're continuing to increase the slice of the pie that's dedicated to Alaskan food, right?
And we should be.
Absolutely, we should be. What else are we looking at here? Some of the other types of farms that grew. Hog farms grew, chicken farms grew, vegetable farms grew. Did any farm type not grow?
Well, the number of cattle farms is down,
okay.
But the sales from cattle farms was up.
Was
and the
up.
Number of head of cattle in the state is
up
considerably.
Okay. So we might have lost a few individual farms, but the farms that are still around are bigger in size, selling more and making more money.
Right.
Always a good thing.
Yes.
Some of the things that really excited me were about the age of our average farmer and the number of women farmers.
Right.
Yeah.
So the average age of all producers, and every farm can have more than one producer.
Sure.
So we collected data on up to 4 producers per farm.
Okay.
And the average age was 55.2 years old.
Okay. Okay.
And
which
in 2012, it was 55.1 years.
Okay. So it's they haven't aged, the ones that
filled
out the survey.
Well, hopefully they are. But.
Yeah. But, and that's below the national average though, right?
The national average is 1.2 years.
Okay. Difference. Yeah. 57, right? Nice. So we're younger and we're more female, right?
Right. And there's other statistics about young producers, those less than 35 years of age. There were 10.5% of all the producers in Alaska.
Were under 35?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's a good thing.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. As well as new and beginning producers. This, again, we lead the nation in. 46% of all the producers in Alaska had been on their farm
for less
or
than
any
10
farm
years.
10 years or less.
That's awesome, too.
Yeah. A lot of opportunity, a lot of new people.
People don't think about Alaska when they think about agriculture in the lower 48, but we are leading the statistics in lots of good categories,
right? And we did in 2012 in that area as well.
New and beginning producers.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Female
good.
Producers in
Female
Alaska.
Producers. Sorry, I have to give this extra attention.
47% of all the producers were female.
I love that number.
Nationally. 27% of all producers.
So almost double the national average.
Yeah.
I wonder, are we leading the nation there?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I haven't had time to really dig into the U.S.
I
data,
know,
but that'll
yeah.
be coming out. We'll be putting out some highlights,
okay.
which will, you know, point out stuff
like that,
as well as like internet usage.
Sure.
We led the nation in internet usage last time. It's 88% in 2017, up from 2012, but
okay.
I don't know that we're number one. I'd be surprised if we're not top 5.
Sure.
But we will see. I will
yeah.
find out.
Yeah. Well, I still just really like that almost half of our producers are women and that I'm anxious to see if we're leading the nation in that. That's exciting because, yeah, I have visions of putting out a calendar someday of all these Alaskan women food producers that are just kind of leading the charge, right?
Right.
Yep. Yep. Military service, another spot where we grew. Right?
It was a brand new question, actually.
Oh, okay.
We had several brand new questions. That's one of them, asking about military service, and Alaska was sitting at 14%, which is above the national average.
Okay.
Probably not surprising.
Right.
Given the number of military
One
people.
In 10 Alaskans is involved in the military or was, right?
Right. And some yeah. other new questions are about decision-making on the farm.
Okay.
So because in the past, we've kind of looked at one primary person.
Sure.
Running the farm, but now that's not really how ag operates.
Right.
So we ask questions about day-to-day decisions, about livestock decisions,
oh,
crop decisions,
okay.
about financial management decisions,
sure.
and succession planning decisions.
Oh,
and
that'll be a good one for me to look at.
Yeah, it
yeah.
will be. And up to 4 people were asked those questions, and they could all say yes.
Okay.
So you'll see kind of how things are really operating on a farm, because we know no one is always making all the decisions.
Right, or shouldn't be. They should spread things around.
Right, and you can see that broken down by sex, by age.
Okay.
As well.
Very good. I like it. Well, another quick reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio to go over all this exciting ag census data is Sue Benz from the National Agricultural Statistics Service Alaska office. So let's talk about some other exciting things. So when I think about the like top 5 by sales volume, the top 5 kind of segments of agriculture, did those change in the census? Like usually it's nursery, greenhouse, leading, followed by hay and then cattle or something like that. I'm thinking about how it ranks. Is that similar this year?
It is similar. Unfortunately, we run into issues publishing all the data because of disclosure. We don't want to reveal anyone's personal,
right.
confidential information.
Yep.
So when that happens, we put a big D on the table for disclosure problem.
Okay.
And then once you have one of those, You have to have another one.
Yeah.
So, for instance, there are two people growing rye for grain in the state.
Okay.
So we can publish two. That's not confidential.
Yeah.
But we can't publish the acres or the value they got for their sales.
Sure.
And then somewhere else in that same table, there'll be a D.
Sure.
And that actually made it all the way up to the sales by category issue, if you will. So nursery and greenhouse is still
leading.
Discounting aquaculture, the number one. And it's up $3.5 million, $4 million from 2012.
Wow.
And again, it shouldn't really be surprising. Alaskans love their bedding plants and their potted flowers.
Yeah.
And the cut flower industry is up.
Okay.
Food grown undercover, again, is in that category as well. So that's a big increase.
Sure. All those peony growers, would they fall under nursery greenhouse?
Yes.
Okay, in
under
the census data?
Under cut flowers. And it's not just peonies.
Sure.
Because there's dahlias and people doing other bouquet CSAs and that type of stuff around the state.
Alaska stems. If you're somewhere on the Kenai Peninsula, it's almost tulip season. Oh, I love following Rachel Lord on social media. And she's been a guest on the show before. Sorry, I just have to give her a little shout out because those tulips are going to start being available. And it's just so cool to me that you can get fresh tulips in Alaska.
Right. I actually have little paper white, if you know what those bulbs are, coming out of the ground in my yard.
Oh, my goodness. I saw it, too. A neighbor of mine has a south-facing yard, and there were big, bright yellow daffodils in her yard this morning. And I thought, are you kidding me? It's April 16th. But it's time.
It is. It's amazing.
Time.
I have garlic coming up as well in my raised beds underneath the mulch.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Good spring.
Yeah. Right. But you know, this is not a gardening show, but I just want to remind folks that if you look at the weather for the rest of the week, it's supposed to freeze every night. We could get snow later in the week. So don't ask me if you should start your garden yet, but I don't think so. Like, it's still spring in Alaska.
Not outside.
You never know what's going to happen, right? Okay, so nursery greenhouse and then hay. Did we have growth in number of hay producers or hay acreages or anything like that? Hay numbers didn't jump out to me this year, so.
The number of producers, I think, is down slightly.
Okay.
The production is up where it normally is at.
Okay.
We didn't actually publish, I don't believe, the hay sales
this
time because of the disclosure issue,
Which
is why I started on that.
Sure, yep. Well, and that brought up a good point, too. Let's talk briefly about confidentiality. Whenever we have one of these surveys come out, you'll see on Facebook or social media, people will start saying, oh, the government wants my data. The government wants my information. I'm not filling out that survey. And maybe because I used to work for the organization, but I have a lot of trust in the confidentiality part of this data. And so can you touch on that just a little bit, the fact that the data can never be shared, that it, you know, it's legally protected, on and on and on. Let's just say that again, just to remind folks that it's okay to fill out this survey. And in fact, it's a good thing.
In this case, it is. I mean, we're seeing the benefits of the data this year.
Right. Yeah.
Among many other years.
Yeah.
But yeah, the data is confidential. We won't release anyone's individual data, period.
Can't.
We've been taken to court.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. That's not
right.
The way we operate. So when we do collect data, it's all summarized, normally to a state level. At the census, we do it again at the area level and the state level. So we're not going to disclose anyone's individual data.
Right.
I'm not going to jail.
No. You're not going to jail just to give away somebody's number of cows.
Exactly.
Right. And again, you can't, you know, even if you're, you know, subpoenaed in court, the data can't be released that way. And talking about the benefits of folks filling out this data, as a former Division of Ag employee, we got a lot of grant money from USDA, the Federal State Marketing Improvement Program grant, the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program grant, WUSADA dollars, et cetera. All of that grant money is tied back to this data. This data is what proves that agriculture is a real thing in Alaska and there's a need for the support, these government programs, grant programs, loan programs, all of these things. So the more people fill out the questionnaires, right, the return is really, really good.
I mean, who knew a year and a half ago when you filled out your census form that the data was going to be as widely used as it will be this year?
Right.
And as highly publicized. I mean, I've had more calls from people wanting me to explain the data or know where the data is at than I have in the previous census.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to lament on that budget topic that we've touched on many times over the last month and has been a hot topic for any of us involved in agriculture. But, we need to prove how valuable agriculture is to some folks in the state, we'll say administration and legislature, and these valuable numbers, defensible, statistically defensible numbers are the way that we do that. And
And it's there. The data's there. You can see the number of farmers are up. The value of sales is up. You can see the types of farms that have value of sales are up. You can see the demographic data, which is always of interest to people.
Yeah.
You can even see the types of crops that are being grown and the difference from 2012.
Right.
Because we lift out some individual, well, there's pages of vegetable data that we're publishing. And so there's a lot of data there on a lot of different topics that hasn't been available in 5 years.
Absolutely. So that one just jumped out at me. Total value of agriculture production by location. So that says $70 million. Of course, that includes that aquaculture data.
Yes.
Okay. So once we pull that number out, it'd be curious to see what our total value of production is going to be for the state.
You could take about $35 million off.
About half.
But some of that $35 million includes oysters, clams,
mariculture.
So that's real agriculture, I think people would agree.
Sure.
And that's at about $1.5 million in 2017.
Okay. The mariculture industry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good to know. So pretty consistent in percentage-wise of the value of production between crops and livestock. It's kind of right at 58 and 42%. No real change there.
But the dollars
went up.
Have changed.
Yeah.
So it was like $25 million for crop sales in 2012, and it's sitting at $29.5 million in 2017. A lot of that's coming from nursery and greenhouse,
right?
Coming from vegetables.
Yep.
And then on the livestock side, there were increases in hogs, in bee and honey, poultry.
Bee and honey. Yep.
I'm just drew a blank.
Yeah.
And others.
No. I thought another interesting number that jumped out at me was the hired labor, the value or the dollar number next to hired labor. Again, we think about the oil industry and the tourism industry and these other industries that have a major impact in Alaska, but $25 million spent on hired labor in the agriculture sector.
And again, that includes those aquaculture
numbers.
Operations.
Yep.
So the state and private fish hatcheries.
Okay.
So they employ a high dollar type.
Sure.
Or can.
Yep. Yep. But I don't think we should discredit the economic impact of our farms and the number of people that they employ, right?
No, definitely not.
Yeah. Yep. Actually, note to self, there's a lot of farms looking for farm labor for this summer. I'm trying to think of where I can point people. People are asking me, how do I find good, you know, kids to work on the farm? And I kind of look at them and I go, oh, that's a good question. I'll get back to you.
There's an addition to your farm link.
Yeah, that's true. We could add a little button to our FarmLink program. Are you a young person looking for a job? Do you have any skills? Will you show up on time? Do you have a cell phone that you will respond to? I don't know if I want to take on that burden. Okay, what other numbers did you want to highlight or anything else that you wanted to throw out to people that was exciting in this year's census report?
I mean, we've just touched the surface.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are 134 tables worth of data. Some of them are only a couple inches tall, and some of them are 24 pages long.
Right.
So there's a lot of ways to look at the data.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of interesting things in there. I keep coming back to the number of farms and the growth that's been going on.
That's really incredible.
It's incredible. And
it is.
It's heartening to see. And I think we all knew it was happening.
Sure.
But the data's there now.
Yeah. The data's really there to back it up.
Right.
I think we saw that you were down in Homer with me at the food festival, right? Food
mm-hmm.
Policy Council and Farmers Market Association Food Festival. And that was really exciting when we asked people to stand up if they were related or, you know, value-added food production or farming production. And the number of people that stood up in the room was really exciting.
It is.
You know, there was 100-some people that stood up. Well, yeah, I produce food in the state.
And a lot of excitement.
Yeah.
That's
A lot of momentum.
Energizing, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of momentum. More farmers markets for them to sell their products at, more demand. I think the work that the Alaska Grown Program and the Division of Agriculture has done to continue to fight that fight of increasing awareness, getting restaurants to source local, getting grocery stores to source local, getting state institutions to source local, it's all just been, it all builds. And the data now shows us that maybe it's working, right?
Yeah. Yes. Can I add just one more thing?
Yeah, please.
I want to thank all the farmers and producers, ranchers, who responded to the survey. Because it's their data. It's their story.
Right.
It's their chance to say what's going on in agriculture in Alaska.
Yeah, to
and
be
I think
counted,
it's exciting
right?
to have that data this year of all years.
It is. It really is. And it's proving the point. It's backing up all those arguments that we've been making. It's saying, look, it's really happening. Look at this value. Don't discount it and give it the support that it deserves because, Like I like to say, food is a nonpartisan issue. We all eat, right?
Definitely.
Hopefully 3 times a day and hopefully as much Alaska grown as possible. And now the data is showing that that's maybe there'll be even more available this summer, right?
We'll find out in 2022. We're that's already right. working on this.
Oh, of course you are. Well, remind folks one more time, Sue, if we've captivated their interest, they want to know more, where can they go to find, look at these tables, et cetera, themselves?
It's all out on our website, nass.usda.gov. Click on the little green bar where it says census. And you will find more data than you probably know what to do with.
Absolutely. Well, Sue, thanks for being my guest on Ag Matters. I'm excited about this data and appreciate you taking the time to be here and tell us more.
Thanks to Amy Pettit from the Alaska Farmland Trust and KVRF Radio in Palmer. That was a segment of Ag Matters. You can find out more about that show at radiofreepalmer.org. And that will just about do it for this month's Kenai Garden Talk, but not before a quick look at the calendar. The Kenai Peninsula 4-H program will give a presentation on backyard farms, raising small livestock for food and fun, from 1 to 3 p.m. today at the Kenai Library. The class will cover care, housing, and feed, as well as what breeds are best for your intended purpose and for our Alaska climate. It's free and open to the public. Coming up Tuesday, the Kenai Library has a seed jars workshop at 4 p.m. Make a jar to take home and watch the seed starting process. Space is limited, so sign up in advance at the front desk. Kenai Peninsula College has a QuickBooks online class for ag producers from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. May 7th. It's free for agricultural producers with an Alaska business license. Sign up through the Small Business Development Center at aksbdc.ecenterdirect.com. The Cooperative Extension Service is going to hold a class on hydroponics from 3 to 4 p.m. May 9th at the Soldotna Library. Learn how to grow without dirt and make a hydroponic container to take home with you. It's free and open to the public. The Central Peninsula Garden Club will be holding a plant sale and starting up its workshops and garden tours soon. They don't have the schedule out yet, but keep an eye on their website, senpengardenclub.org. or their Facebook page, Central Peninsula Garden Club. And the Kenai Soil and Water Conservation District will have its annual plant sale fundraiser from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. May 18th in the parking lot at Three Bears in Kenai. That's it for this month's Kenai Garden Talk. You can find audio of this show and all our past episodes on the Kenai Garden Talk page on kdll.org. I'm Jenny Nyman. Thanks for tuning in.